This is Jay Sekulow in the Republican National Convention in Minneapolis. A major speech by vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin.
We the people, the citizens of the United States, get to decide our next president. Not the left-wing media, not Hollywood celebrities, not anyone else, but the people of America.
At Saddleback, John McCain hit the nail on the head. Radical, violent Islam is evil, and he will defeat it.
And he doesn't want to change the definition of marriage. And unlike the Democratic ticket, Senator McCain and Governor Palin believe that every human life has intrinsic worth and value from the moment of conception.
Is a Supreme Court decision liberal or conservative that awards Guantanamo terrorists with constitutional rights?
Speaking of Governor Palin, I am so tired of hearing about her lack of experience. I want to tell you folks something. She got more votes running for mayor of Wasilla, Alaska than Joe Biden got running for president of the United States.
Before I became governor of the great state of Alaska, I was mayor of my hometown. And since our opponents in this presidential election seem to look down on that experience, let me explain to them what the job involves.
He is the least experienced candidate for president of the United States in at least the last 100 years. Not a personal attack, a statement of fact. Barack Obama has never led anything, nothing, nada.
I guess a small town mayor is sort of like a community organizer, except that you have actual responsibilities.
Because change is not a destination, just as hope is not a strategy.
What did he say? That was, I'll tell you something, before we get to Sarah Palin's incredible speech last night, and like I said when Barack Obama delivered his last week, which was an unbelievably great speech, you've got to say that Sarah Palin did a great job. Before we get to that, Rudy Giuliani lit the crowd up. I mean, it was incredible. The mayor was back into his role, that was for sure, as the America's mayor, and that certainly played very well here in Minneapolis and across the country. You got Eric Dye, our producer, did a great job of putting that together for us. Those sound bites and those kind of montage openings give you a real flavor of what happened yesterday. But look, this was a big night. It was a big night for Sarah Palin, huge night for the Republican Party. We're going to talk about that. We want your reaction. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I'm here at the Republican National Convention. We're at the studios of the Ben Ferguson Show. Ben Ferguson, of course, been our program many times, is hosting his program from here as well. Jordan was on with Ben this morning. They've been doing duty since very early this morning. Ben, what time did you guys get here this morning?
We got here about 6. I got up about 6 and got here right away, and we started at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it's been very interesting, folks, and I think we want to talk about this. I saw a headline today, and I talked about it on Ben's show, and this is my favorite article. It's by Rich Lowry today. This is the headline.
National
Review,
right?
Barack, meet your nightmare. And I think that's exactly what we saw last night. They did not know, and when I say they, the Democrats, the left, does not know how to respond to Sarah Palin. And they just saw she is tough. She's just as tough as Joe Biden. She's ready to take him on, and she's going to be very tough to debate. She definitely knows the issues. She presented herself to the country. People called in to Ben's show saying, well, we don't know enough about her yet. Of course, this was her first major speech. We'll learn more about her. But let me tell you, folks, for your first major speech in politics, your first big speech in politics, it was the best one I've ever seen. And I've been coming to these conventions since 96, since I was a kid, a teenager. And when I saw this speech and I saw how this crowd, which had been very tepid, of course, with the hurricane and everything, respond like that, I knew this how special this was.
Well, it was clearly a big day. And, Ben, we only got less than a minute here. Give me your 15 seconds, then we'll get to the calls.
She owned this speech last night. Anyone can read a speech. She took it and made it her own. And people don't realize this. Her teleprompter went down 3/4 of the way through the speech last night, and she still delivered it with passion because it was her speech, not
flawless delivery, and it wasn't just her style of delivery, it was the content in which she delivered it. You talk about somebody that wants to talk about energy, Sarah Palin understands that, and I will tell you something, I'm optimistic about where this is going for the Republican Party. I think the Democrats have got some talented people on their side as well, but I'll tell you something, I think it is very, very aggressive. This debate between Senator Biden and Governor Palin is going to be very aggressive. Hey, we're taking your calls. I want to encourage you, if you want your Foundations of Freedom, it's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com. The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. So much of our future is tied to our past and the importance of such documents like the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. And so much of the work of the ACLJ is focused on protecting our freedoms, our Constitution. The ACLJ has prepared a booklet that includes these very important documents called the Foundations of Freedom. We want you to have this booklet free of charge. Call now 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom today. That's 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget, the best way to stay up to date on the issues that matter most to you and your family, the ACLJ website, online at aclj.org.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Our family has the same ups and downs as any other, the same challenges and the same joys. Sometimes even the greatest joys bring challenge.
Well, there you have it. That was Sarah Palin last night addressing, in a significant way, I think, the laying out the whole issue that's been such a media hoopla and really a hoopla over something that shouldn't even be a discussion point. You know, this idea of these personal attacks, it's inappropriate. But having said that, look, I understand the way the media works, and you got to deal with it. I think she dealt with it successfully last night. Hey, folks, I want to encourage you, by the way, today and tomorrow, the last 2 days, we're going to be offering Foundations of Freedom for a while here. But I'm referring to it often on the broadcast because of our discussions of the presidency and the Constitution and the election. So here's what I want you to do. Everyone that's listening to the broadcast needs to call our toll-free number right now and get a copy of Foundations of Freedom, because I'm using it a lot, as you know. Here's the phone number. Call today, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 for Foundations of Freedom. Let's go right to the phone. We got a lot of calls coming in. Rena's calling in from Georgia on line 2. Hi, Rena.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to say that I watched the governor's acceptance speech last night for the nomination, and I think she was just a breath of fresh air and is just very, very real.
That seems to be the reaction we're getting across the country, literally on the speech and what the speech means and how people are reacting to it. So I think you're joining a chorus of tens of thousands. I was here in the hall, so it's always difficult to judge in the hall. It went over very well, obviously, here. But the more important venue is the American people, which was in the media. And, Ben, I got a sense, and Jordan, get your comments as well, that was received very well.
Well, that was the main thing. As I was sitting on the floor last night watching this speech, I kept texting people, and I kept getting the text messages back going, this looks unbelievable on TV. She is hitting a home run TV. Even Wolf Blitzer said last night, not only did she hit a home run, but she hit a grand slam. Even Keith Olbermann of MSNBC said last night, he said, I have to admit, she did better than she had to.
Yeah.
Here's what happened. When Sarah Palin was announced, the left and the media went nuts saying she doesn't have experience. They set the bar so low for her that when she came out and pounded that speech away, pounded Barack Obama, pounded Joe Biden, delivered it flawlessly, even with her teleprompter going down. And folks, if you've ever given a speech with a teleprompter, you know when that goes down, you've got to be a professional to keep going through with that. You couldn't even tell when you were here at the convention. You could barely tell on television. occasion just because you saw her look down at her notes, and she got right back on track. Folks, they were surprised, they were shocked, but this is, you know, whatever they have to say now, it's their fault because they set the bar so low for her. They said, this woman has no experience, the worst pick, isn't qualified to be vice president, and here she comes into the convention, gives what may be the best speech ever given at a convention, at least in modern times, that galvanized a group, which John McCain could not galvanize on his own, evangelicals, conservatives, the grassroots, and let me tell you, talking to people last night, the sparkle's in the eye, the fire's in the belly now, and these grassroots activists are ready to go.
It's going to be a really interesting race now. It has been a game changer. I called it that the other day in my post at BeliefNet. And by the way, if you go to BeliefNet.com, I'm posting a new one on the speech. Should be going up in the next hour or so. So you want to go there. Let's go right back to the phones. Pat's calling from New York on line four. Hi, Pat.
Hi. I'm not for Palin. I believe that she was selected to cover up for McCain's inadequacies. He needed someone with a sharp mouth and loud, and that's basically what she did. She appealed to him.
Well, John McCain, let me tell you this. John McCain has a sharp mouth, and it can be loud. You know, look, vice presidential selections are picked because of how they play to the strength or weakness of the candidate they're running with. That's why it's a partnership. That's the way it works.
Yeah, just like any business, company, corporation, any endeavor you take a partner who works with you, and whether one's good at one thing, one's good at the other. Sarah Palin, listen, she came out, people, and this is the own fault of the left and the media. They set the bar so low for her.
Yeah, they did.
They couldn't say any, after that speech, there was no way to criticize it. You can criticize it partisan, but you cannot criticize the way she delivered that speech. It was strong, and Sarah Palin showed the country she's definitely ready to be vice president.
Yeah.
Definitely tough enough.
Ben Ferguson here is with us. We're actually at his radio booth here. He's been kind enough to let us use it. Ben's been on our program many times. He's the host of the Ben Ferguson Show, a nationally syndicated show on the weekends, but also has a daily program that goes out into Memphis, Tennessee area. Interesting, Ben, what were the reactions this morning? I know Jordan was on it with you, but what was your reaction this morning from your listeners?
Women loved her, and she was considered a real person.
Yeah.
And that's something. She wasn't someone that was overly vetted. She wasn't someone that's been in the game for so long. And you know what? She's a maverick just like he's a maverick, and they're not the normal political mold you expected, and that's why people loved her.
Putting on my political analysis cap, too, I think some interesting calls we got were that, and talking to people, is that they did not think she was on teleprompter. They did not think that she was reading a teleprompter,
right,
and using a teleprompter. Speaking. Now, of course, you do that to keep the track, but that's how natural she was, and that's unbelievable, folks, because that's the biggest speech she's given in front of the most people live, this live audience.
With only 3 days to really prepare.
Imagine how loud this is, how distracting it can be. Yeah, just a few days to prepare, and of course, you know this is going around the world. There's been a lot of news about Sarah Palin. Her family's been in the news. Her family here, the cameras are on them, and she delivered a perfect performance. You can't criticize it.
Let's go to Kathy, who's calling from New York on line one. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I just want to say that I'm a Christian conservative,
okay,
who gets her values from the Holy Word of God and not
great
a political party. And that being said, I find it very laughable that your keynote speaker, Mr. Giuliani, is one of the most immoral politicians this country has seen in the past few years.
What do you mean, my keynote speaker?
Well, it's obvious that you're a Republican.
Well, why is that obvious?
I've listened to you for years, and I know which political party that you're.
Well, we're very careful on here. We don't endorse candidates, and we gave full coverage to Barack Obama and to Senator Biden, and we played the clips that we thought were important, and we gave compliments where compliments were due. You may disagree with Rudy Giuliani on a lot of theological standpoints, and that's fine. I will tell you, as a Christian, I disagree with him on a lot of theological points, but I'll tell you one thing. He gave one great speech last night. You can say a lot of things, but he gave a great speech.
And let me tell this to the call, too. We spent 4 days talking about the Democrat convention. We talked about Barack Obama. We talked about the theatrics and how incredible his speech looked and his event. But let me tell you something, I think there's a bitterness coming out here. Sarah Palin was incredible. The people who don't support her don't like that, and that's what people have got to understand. Sarah Palin is upsetting the left, and you're hearing now saying people didn't cover this or too much attention. Sarah Palin came out pounded at home.
Yeah, she did, and you could agree or disagree, but she certainly gave an incredible speech with substance. Line six, Margaret's calling from Georgia. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, I'm Jay. I've been listening to you guys for quite a while, and I must say that your show is definitely geared towards Christians. Am I not correct?
Yes, we're on 950 Christian radio stations.
Right, okay. And we as Christians, we are supposed to show the fruits of the Spirit in our personalities, and I do not see that in the Republican Party. And what they showed last night, what is not of the Lord.
What was it that you thought was not of Christian value and virtue?
Means that you are supposed to show this in your personality, and it does not show. And it was very
let me tell you where I disagree. I think you could criticize the content as far as you have substantive disagreements with her statements, but to criticize her on her delivery and the tone in which she gave it, I think it's just wrong. I'll be honest with you, just wrong.
I'm going to ask the caller a question, too. What about Barack Obama attacking President Bush, attacking John McCain, a POW, someone who served his country? What is that immoral? Do you
what
think
about
the whole political process is?
Okay,
or are you
well,
just
let me
well, hold on, hold on. Let me finish off the question.
Hold it.
And let me ask you this. We've got a little bit of time here. When Senator Obama said the problem with some in America is that they cling to their guns and their religion, was that a nice statement? Was that a Christian statement?
No, it was not.
So you
but
disagree
what I am
with that
saying,
one too?
Him
okay.
being a POW
Good.
Soldier,
yeah.
him being a POW soldier, if that was the case, why is it that in the Republican
it, it
Party,
was not if it,
it
was the case, it was the case. He was in jail for 5 years in Hanoi.
From people, which isn't right.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, you know what this is? Here's what you got, folks. We don't endorse candidates on this program. I'm not going to endorse a candidate on this program. I'm going to give you the news. I'm going to give you a legal analysis and a political analysis. You know what the problem is? And I'm sure we have a lot of Democratic Christian listeners. You got a challenge yesterday, and that challenge was from Sarah Palin.
I'll tell you, Christian values, two things last night. She stood by her family and her daughter.
Absolutely.
And she stood by her decision and backed it up on an issue, which was abortion with her daughter, or with her child, I should say, that is Down syndrome. That's
and
Christian
I got
values.
A challenge, callers, this. If you disagree with John McCain, if you disagree with Sarah Palin, disagree about the issues. Let's not disagree about style of delivery. Come to us with issues. Talk about issues. So far, the callers today, not an issue has been mentioned, just saying, you know, I think this shocked Democrats. It shocked
oh, sure
them.
It did.
And listen, it shocked me, too. And I'm here at the Republican convention. I didn't know what to expect from Sarah Palin. It shocked me.
Well, here's the thing what you've got right now, and I think this is what the reality is, folks. Issue has been joined. John McCain will give his speech tonight. We'll have analysis on that tomorrow. But issue has been joined here, and I think you've got to be realistic that what this means is, in a very significant way, that this is going to be a battle, and I really believe this, kind of for the hearts and soul and mind of the American people, and that's where this debate's going. Hey, folks, we're getting ready to take a break. I want to encourage you to go to your phones. We've got Foundations of Freedom, and everybody that's listening to us from across the country, if you listen to this broadcast regularly, get Foundations of Freedom. It's absolutely free. Here's the number. Call it right now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 for your copy of Foundations of Freedom. Also, we want you to go to the website, aclj.org, new postings at beliefnet.com. You should participate in that. Also, information and updates on the cases, including Supreme Court cases of the American Center for Law and Justice. But again, for Foundations of Freedom, it's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Back with more in just a moment.
I might add that in small towns, we don't quite know what to make of a candidate who lavishes praise on working people when they're listening and then talks about how bitterly they cling to their religion and guns when those people aren't listening.
The U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Gettysburg Address, vital documents, all part of the foundations of freedom in America. Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
If you have not yet ordered a copy of our great booklet we've put together called Foundations of Freedom, I want to encourage you to do so. We're going to use that as almost like a textbook on this broadcast. These are the kind of the foundational documents for American law, and it's something that everybody really needs to have, and it's our gift to you. It's absolutely free. I want to encourage you to call our toll-free number to get your copy of Foundations of Freedom.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we want you to have a free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. Call right now. Toll free at 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy, The Foundations of Freedom. Call toll free 877-989-2255.
Foundations of Freedom, it's absolutely free. You need to call and get your copy today. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
We tend to prefer candidates who don't talk about us one way in Scranton and another way in San Francisco. As for my running mate, you can be certain that wherever he goes and whoever is listening, John McCain is the same man.
Well, there you have it. That was some of the words of Sarah Palin yesterday. Were very, very strong, very significant. Let me encourage you to give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. Our lines are jammed right now. Obviously, it's a big topic. Ben Ferguson's going to be on the broadcast tomorrow. He's going to be hosting from here. I'll be on the road, but will be available and calling in by phone. So we'll have a very interesting dialogue, and we'll get some post-analysis of it here. Let's go right to our phones. By the way, again, I want to encourage you, please get a copy of Foundations of Freedom. And the reason I say this is it's just today and tomorrow. The last 2 days we're offering it, probably for the rest of the year, frankly. So we want to encourage you to get Foundations of Freedom. Here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Also, go to aclj.org. Updated information there on a whole host of issues that we're dealing with both nationally and internationally, literally around the world. You want updates there, including Supreme Court of the United States. We're going to go right back to our phones, and we're going to go to Texas. Eric is on the line 5. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Jay, I got two comments.
Sure.
First is in regard to what some of the media is saying, that it's the undecided Hillary voters,
yep,
or the disenfranchised Hillary voters who are going to make up the difference in this election. And I think that number pales in comparison to the number of voters, conservative voters, who are going to come out of the woodwork based on the McCain's pick of Sarah Palin.
Well,
let
me give you an analysis of that. I think, look, there is no doubt that the selection of Senator Palin, Governor Palin, galvanized the base. That does not move the needle for votes as far as it gets. I mean, it'll get conservatives out there. It'll get conservatives engaged. It will make sure the base is out. And that, listen, you couldn't win without it. There's no way you win without the base. But you've got to appeal broader than that. And I think the emails I got last night from friends of mine that I trust and understand where they're thinking, in a dinner conversation I had last night, very late last night after the convention, was clear. There are a lot of Democratic women that were blown away by Sarah Palin's comments. She really did have a big, big impact on the whole situation.
And Jay, I think one of the other things that's interesting about this pick is, you know, you had to, like you said, you had to inspire the base to win this election. Without the base, you can't win. She gives you that, but what she also does is she gives you a new face to the Republican Party. And if it, when we've been in an election here, where literally one state has decided it,
sure,
this woman, if she can give you 1 or 2% of women coming from Hillary,
right,
she'll win the election for you.
Eric, does that help on the analysis? I think you're right, though. It did galvanize the base. Okay, very good. Let's go to line 2. It's Brian calling from, it looks like, Minnesota. Line 2. Hi, Brian.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Say, I watched the speech last night,
yeah,
and I really liked it. But something I haven't heard too much about, and I was wondering if you had heard anything about Sarah Palin being investigated for trying to fire her ex-brother-in-law from the state troopers, and if that could derail things.
Yeah, Jordan has been looking at this very thoroughly because this was an issue that came up early on. So let's go ahead.
Yeah, well, here's what happened. There's an investigation going on. It was not the brother-in-law. It was the chief of police, actually, that was fired by Governor Palin, by her team. Of course, that's her prerogative as the chief executive of Alaska. And it was the chief of police. He is alleging that he was fired because he would not fire a brother-in-law. This is a situation, though, where if you're the CEO, you're the president, you're the governor, you're the top, it's something Barack Obama doesn't come in contact. When you're a senator, you don't have to make these kind of decisions. As Sarah Palin talked about that last night, those are not the decisions you have to make. When you're governor, you have to decide who to hire, who to fire, who's doing their job, who's not doing their job. And people get critical. When you fire someone, when someone's got to be let go, they get critical, they attack, they try to find ways if it's an economic reason. But here's what I think, Brian, too, why you're not hearing this issue as much until there's some hard data, and there's not hard data, it's an investigation, is because Barack Obama doesn't want to bring these issues up. He's got his own situation, the Resco situation with the housing scandal. Yeah. That was someone who's indicted in court, and also the Ayers situation, the terrorist. I mean, he blew up buildings in the United States and is not apologetic, and Barack Obama's on a board with him. I don't think he wants to get in those issues.
Yeah, and we haven't gone into those issues. Those of you that listen to this broadcast, we're not reporting on, you know, some guy he knew that gets indicted. We're not going to do that. I mean, that's not the way we do the analysis. That's not, as a lawyer, I don't look at it that way. Let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Lloyd's calling from Washington, D.C. on line 4. Hi, Lloyd.
Yeah, good morning. I want to make two comments.
Sure, quickly, please.
The speech last night was great. I listened to it, very impressive. And I'm very sympathetic with this lady and how they came at her, because everybody has problems in their family.
Sure.
And that should be a family matter, really.
Right.
Now, and the question of Senator McCain, I'm a Christian, and I have problems. I voted the last two times for the Republicans, but I have problems when I heard that, you know, that Senator McCain voted 19 times to block a raise on minimum wage. I think that is unbelievable. I think that is...
Well, this is, listen, this is a legitimate political question to debate. I understand where you're coming from. Again, I'm not endorsing a candidate here. That's a legitimate question to debate. And that's viewing the candidates through the issues, which is the lens that this should be viewed through. Now, there's a lot of other issues as well, and you've got to make a calculus, because I'm sure on the other side there's positions that Barack Obama advocated you didn't like either. Same thing with Senator McCain. So that's the right lens to do this with.
That's a fundamental difference between Republican and Democrats. A minimum wage issue is a conservative versus liberal Republican Democrat. Some don't think there should be a minimum wage at all. It should be up to the employer and up to the employee of who they're going to work for. Others who take a more liberal view, a more proactive view, want a minimum wage.
And, remember,
and then there's a middle. There's a middle who says there should be a minimum wage, but it does not need to be so high that no one can afford it.
No one forces you to work at minimum wage. It's the bare minimum that you are required to, and they've done studies that when you raise the minimum wage, the basic necessities in life, milk, bread, and others, they go up within 6 months. And so it ends up being a tax on people that are making minimum wage.
Let's go. I'm going to try to grab one more call here. Ken's calling from Georgia on line 6. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Jay.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm calling concerning a number of different issues.
Very quickly, please. I got less than 2 minutes left. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, hopefully our next vice president, she did a great job last night in her speech, very fluid, and she addressed a lot of issues and everything else. Did a great job, I believe.
Yep.
She's going to hold Senator McCain is fired, I believe, also. And as far as these people calling in, first thing they say is, I'm a Christian. And then they badmouth her and do things like that. She spoke the truth. If they don't like it...
Well, listen, we want to make sure we keep open communication here. We're going to hear from people that agree and disagree. I'm giving you legal analysis. I'm giving you a political analysis of where it is. That's what we do on this broadcast. And I gave you my assessment. I think if you sum it up at the end of the day, no one, I don't care, right, left, or center, she gave an incredibly great speech. By the way, I would say the same thing about Barack Obama's speech in the center.
And I think last night, Jordan, I think what we talked about is not only was it a great speech, it was a speech of substance.
Well, here's the difference. Barack Obama had a very high bar to reach because the media, and because he's a great speaker. The media set Sarah Palin's bar so low that when she came out there and pounded it home, she was as good, maybe better than Barack Obama, the way she delivered her message. And people are comparing her. There are liberals and conservatives comparing her to the next Reagan. I mean, these are major comparisons, and this is a shift, especially in the intellectual community, in just the last week.
Yeah, and it has been a very interesting watch. Go to beliefnet.com for up-to-date information, aclj.org. We've got all the information there posted now. Folks, as we close this broadcast out, Senator McCain speaks tonight. We'll give you analysis tomorrow. Ben Ferguson will be hosting the program. I'll be calling in as well. You go to your phones right now, though, and you get Foundations of Freedom. Everyone that's listening to me needs to have this. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 877 989-2255 for the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights. Last 2 days we're offering it for this year. So everyone that's listening, go ahead and call right now, 1-877-989-2255. We'll send you Foundations of Freedom. Also, very important, go to ACLJ.org. Updated information to let you know what's going on in our cases, both here in the United States and literally around the globe. Get your copy of Foundations of Freedom as well at 877-989-2255. From Minneapolis, this is Jay Sekulow. We'll talk to you tomorrow.